us stand for the reading of God's holy word. Turn in your Bibles to Exodus chapter 16, verse 3. Exodus chapter 16, verse 3. And the children of Israel said unto them, Would to God we had died by the hand of the Lord in the land of Egypt, when we sat by the flesh pots, and when we did eat bread to the full. For ye have brought us forth into this wilderness to kill this whole assembly with hunger. People are always concerned about their food. There is and people are concerned about their food every day. And gluttons are concerned about their food all day. But people will get beside themselves when it comes down to food. The first thing you hear in a crisis is we got to get food to the people. They may not even have sanitation to take care of the bathroom needs, but they have got to have the food. And of course, they have got to have some water. And people are complaining right now in Puerto Rico because they don't have food and water, and some people are drinking contaminated water. Now you know you are thirsty, and when you have to drink contaminated water. There's a new deal that Uber has started called Uber Eats, and there's a few other companies that have done this. I assure you that Uber Eats will outdo Uber itself, because people want to eat, and if they can get what they want from any restaurant, their favorite restaurant, and don't have to go get it, that's a business that has legs and will be here a while. Why? Because people are concerned about their food. Thank God for the good number of people who are concerned about food for nourishment's sake only. They are a blessed people, and we thank God for the discipline that they show. But for those who have to have the food for nourishment, of course, but for pleasure mostly, we overdo it. And we are very serious about food. Not too long ago, my daughters asked me to go to see a movie with them. And I know I surprised my oldest daughter, and I even surprised myself, because I asked her, the first thing I asked when I got out of the car, because I hadn't had anything to eat, is, Danny, you're more familiar with this area than I am. Is it possible for me to find something to eat before I go into the movie? I am ashamed of myself. A sandwich or something. A witch, or a Chick-fil-A, or something. I even asked her, what about that place that I can't pronounce? It's a German place. And she looked at me, and only the way my oldest daughter, Danny, would look at you with the crunched up forehead, like, are you kidding me? That's not even near here. And so, as soon as I got out of the car, I was not concerned about the movie. I was not concerned about how we're going to pay for the movie. I was not interested in popcorn, even with butter. I wanted something to eat. And I know my oldest daughter said, "Papa, come on." And I surprised myself. You say, "Preacher, did you get anything to eat?" Nope. The lines were too long, and I didn't want to miss the movie with my children. In fact, not only did my daughters, but my sons and all of us went. But my daughters invited me. But it was a historical movie, and I said, "Hey, let's just take everybody." And my oldest son paid for most of the tickets. And so I didn't have to pay for anything. I did sneak out right before the beginning to try to find some nuts or popcorn or something, but to no avail. Why? Because all of the gluttons were already in line. I'm not the only one. Lord, have mercy. Verse 4, "Then said the Lord unto Moses, Behold, I will rain bread from heaven for you, and the people shall go out and gather a certain rate every day." Notice, a certain rate. A certain amount. Gluttons don't want to hear no. They don't want to hear that. They don't want to hear no certain rate. They don't want to ration. They don't want to hear nothing about rations or nothing. They want to eat to the full, as these Israelites. "Every day, that I may prove them whether they will walk in my law or no, rather or not. And it shall come to pass that on the sixth day they shall prepare that which they bring in, and it shall be twice as much as they gather daily." Why? So that they can eat on Sunday, if you will. Holy Father God, we thank you for your rich, powerful, meaningful, holy word. There's nothing like it on earth. And I pray that your Holy Spirit would make it plain to us in the points that are being brought out today, plain to us as well, and help all of us, including myself, who has enjoyed food like no other down through the years. My reward has always been a good meal after I have done my job. And you know it, Lord, and I know it, and I thank you for the great meals I've had down through the years. But I must confess that I have eaten too much at times. And so many of my brothers and sisters have as well, both black and white. For I was visiting in a neighborhood yesterday, and some of my white brothers who have eaten too much as well, they're overweight, obese, were out walking, they were not walking fast, but they were out walking in the evening trying to at least get the blood to flowing. And so we thank you, Lord, for all who recognize the problem, who confess it as sin. Those who don't, help them to see it as sin, as gluttony. And help us all to confess it as sin. Help us to acknowledge the problem. Help us to own the problem. Help us to stop taking ourselves seriously, but help us to take the matter seriously. This has to be dealt with. And it's one of many sins that we have accepted in your church, and we are wrong. Have mercy and grace upon your people, and forgive us of our sins. Help us to repent of our sins and to turn from our wicked ways. And we thank you, Lord, for those saints who have disciplined themselves, and they have flat bellies, and they do not have big fat behinds and big fat stomachs and big fat thighs that rub together. And they're not riding, therefore, in a scooter into Walmart. They're able to walk in hand in hand, and we are happy for them. We are thankful to you for them, and we're proud of them. And I pray that they would help those of us who struggle with this sin to get out of it, and not only lower the eating and change the eating, but to get to moving, like our former First Lady did a wonderful job in telling us, but many of us did not take heed to her. In fact, some of us got mad at her. Lord, forgive us. Now, Lord, we pray. We know the devil is busy. We know that he is going to fight against us, even on a beautiful day like today. So help us to be sober-minded, vigilant, and watchful. Rebuke and bind the devil, his demons, and his hosts from this meeting today. Save that soul that is nearest to hell as the gospel is presented. Glorify your holy name. Lift up your holy Son, Jesus Christ. For it is in his name we pray. Amen. You may be seated. May God bless you. We thank God for all of our friends on Periscope, all of our friends on Facebook Live. You know, I don't ask you to do anything like swipe your screen to invite other people. I don't ask for likes like so many people be begging. That is so disgusting. If they like you, they like you. If they don't, they don't. And we thank God for all of the wonderful amens and likes and shares we get, and the thousands of people who listen. I believe it was the first week of this year, we had over 40,000 people on the various platforms. I think it was a 10-day period, and we thank the Lord for that, and we give God the glory for the many people who are listening live and on demand. That's the power of the internet, that not man created, God used man to create it, and we're using it for his glory, praise, and honor to hit every nook and cranny of the world, every nook and cranny. If they have a cell phone, God bless you, they can hear me and they can see me live and on demand at any time. And not only that, we produce over 30 podcasts that all proclaim the gospel besides what we do here. And we thank you, dear Periscope friends. We thank God for you. And in the words of one preacher, if you know how to swipe it to the left or to the right or whatever you need to do to invite others, go ahead and do that. If you want to say amen, they don't have an amen button, maybe we ought to get them an amen button. Just go ahead and do what you do if the Lord leads you to do that. It doesn't add anything to me, but it does encourage other people to come and to listen and to hear and to be helped and blessed, for that's what this is about. And so we give God the glory. We thank God for you. And may the Lord bless you and keep you, is my prayer. Athanasius, a 4th century Egyptian bishop, said devils take great delight in fullness and drunkenness and bodily comfort. Fasting possesses great power, and it works glorious things. To fast is to banquet with, watch this, angels. To fast is to banquet with angels. That's okay. You need to just lift it up and right there, lean on that. You're going to have to come. You can just probably put it right here, in between those two. Fantastic. You say, what are you getting put back there? A clock, because I have a tendency to be long-winded, and I don't want to keep you long. And in this internet age, I do not want to keep you long. You know how it is. Most of us, if we see something past 5 minutes, amen somebody, we'll skip that bad boy. We go to YouTube, they say they're taking 5 minutes to tell us something. No. And on certain things, 3 minutes. No. We don't want to We don't want to sit there for that unless we're on our stationary bike or on our stationary walking machine. I forget what they call them. He said, "Preacher, you're in bad shape, and you don't know what that stationary walking machine is called. What is it called? Treadmill. Treadmill. By the way, some of you are on a spiritual treadmill. You're just walking and going nowhere. So I just thought I'd tell you that." And so, according to Stanford Health Care Center, beloved, obesity comes with negative psychosocial effects. In a culture where often the ideal of physical attractiveness is to be thin, people who are overweight or obese frequently suffer disadvantages. Oh yes, listen to me carefully. You may not get a job if you're obese. You say, "Well, that's not fair." You can do it, say whatever you want. And if you live in Texas, you can't do anything. And some other states are that way too. You can't sue nobody, man. They just not gonna, they'll never tell you. They will never tell you. They're just not going to hire you. There are people who are getting disgusted with obese people. Now you need to understand that. People are raising up a standard, if you will. People who have to fight to keep their weight down. And allow me to share with you that at least show that you are trying. Have you seen people, you know, they're not obese, but they're kind of tight down there, and, you know, in the stomach area, you know. They're not obese, but they poking out their little bit. They, at least they're trying. Watch this now. Listen to me very carefully. Do you look good in your clothes? Are you ashamed of yourself when you get with your spouse? And you cut off the lights and jump in the bed and cover yourself up to hide your fat, and before you know it, one of the legs on the bed is broken because you jumped in it. Are you ashamed when you walk into a business establishment? Some social concerns, people. But back to my question. Do you look good in your clothes? You're a little bit plump. You're a little bit over there. But do you still look good? Can they still see some of how you used to look? Or have you just let yourself go? My God, help us. Amen, somebody. My God, help us. Do you? You know what I'm talking about. You can see a woman, she's kind of getting up there, but she's got it under control. She's still looks good. Amen, somebody. A man who, you know, still looks good in his suit. He wears a vest. Yes, that's why, you know, vests were created to hide the fat, rotund stomach back in the day. He wears a vest. He hides that big, you know, that growing stomach. And he has a suit on. The preacher still, or the businessman still looks handsome in his suit. They're trying. They at least, y'all don't hear me, they at least drink a Slim Fast in the morning or some kind of green shake. You need to go, watch this, you need to go where all the skinny people go. I went there yesterday. I went to one of the places yesterday. A place called Nectar Juice. And all the people in there look good, look healthy, look skinny. for lunch. They go there for lunch. Those people on your job who go to the gym for a workout during lunch, that's where you need to be. You need to follow them skinny folk. Stop following the fat folk to McDonald's. Oh, but now, you can order anything you want. Oh, this is a glutton's dream. You ever heard of the song Rapper's Delight? This is the glutton's delight. You're going to sit at your desk. I say sit at your desk and order a Big Mac. And it'll be there in minutes. That's a glutton's delight. They don't even have to move. Don't even have to get up. Don't even have to give a tip. Just grab the bag. But where those skinny folk go, they go to Nectar Juice, or Jumbo Juice, or Jamba Juice, or Mama's Juice, or whatever, those juice places. And you know what they buy? They buy a green shake. You say, oh, are you kidding me? I'm not going to do that. I'm going down to Chipotle's, and that's better than most places, because you can at least see what they're doing. You can at least watch them pile it on. I'm going to Panda Express. Are you kidding me? I got to have my energy for the afternoon. No, you know that going to Nectar Juice or whatever it's called, it will be better for you, and you'll have more energy. In fact, you won't go to sleep. You eat that Big Mac and fries and drink a Coke, a Diet Coke at that. That's what we do, gluttons. Gluttons order a big old plate of food and then order a Diet Coke, deceiving themselves, trying to make people think you're doing something. Just give me a Diet Coke and a big old plate of Fritos or whatever with some cheese dip. And a pizza for myself. I just eat half of it now. For lunch, I eat half when I get home. And give me a Diet Coke. Yeah, just a Diet Coke. Don't give me that other stuff. That's not good for you. That's what gluttons say. Don't you get mad at me. I don't care about you getting mad. I know I don't get many likes or many amens on when I preach like this and try to help you on something you don't want to deal with, you don't even recognize is a sin that's killing you. I said it in the beginning of this series, and I'll say it again, being obese and all of the things that go with that, heart problems, diabetes, is the Christian's AIDS. You say, preacher, I'll never listen to you again. That's fine. It's okay. I got you today. So they go on to say, overweight and obese persons are often considered to be lazy and or weak-willed. Come on with it now. You know it's true. Whether that's the case or not, that's how you are perceived. It is not uncommon for overweight or obese conditions to result in persons having lower incomes, or having fewer or no romantic relationships. I told you the truth the other day, contrary to Gwenny B and all the other girlfriends of yours who are lying to you. If you're obese, you don't look good. Male or female, I don't care who you are, you don't look good. And if you don't believe me, go to a hotel mirror, not your mirror, because you got a Gwenny B mirror that will lie to you. Mirror on the wall, who's the fattest of them all? And that mirror will lie to you every day. Fit your 350-pound body in that little skinny mirror, and you think you're looking good. You got it going on. And in fact, you'll turn around and say, no, you don't. You don't have it going on. Nobody's going to tell you this. Your pastor is not going to even dare tell you this. Your mother knows how you are and how you're going to respond. If she tries to help you, so she doesn't say anything to you. The people who love you the most, who want to try to help you, they will hint around at it, but they will not. They're not going to do it. The ones who really care for you and love you, they'll say, listen, why don't you come to the gym with me? Why don't you go over here to Jamba Juice with me or Nectar Juice with me today? And some of you are so hypersensitive that what are you saying? No, they're trying to help you. What are you trying to say? Go ahead on and say it. I'm fat. Some of you are so hypersensitive, you take that wrong. That's all right. That's it. Leave me alone. I'm going to be said I'm cute. No, you're not. You're not. God wants you. If you have a disease or something, I don't know about that. I'm not a doctor. But I know most of us in the church are gluttons. And we have not acknowledged it as a sin. And the reason why we are fat is because we eat too much. And we eat the wrong things. And too much of the wrong things. Don't you get mad at me. Dear Pastor Rick Warren tried to help with it as well. I don't know how he's doing on his Daniel diet or whatever you call it. Last time I saw him, he was not doing that well. But he's trying. He has acknowledged the sin. He did it in a loving pastoral fashion. I'm not a pastor. I'm not going to do it in that fashion. I'm called to help you to see it as the sin it is. Not just a matter of a diet change or Daniel fast or whatever you want to call it, Daniel diet or whatever. I'm not talking about a diet. I want you to understand we need to repent. And as in all other sin, we need to repent of our sin, not only because it's wrong, but it's for our own good. We have children today who don't listen to their parents because they think that somehow the parents are trying to keep them back from having fun. When that is not the case, we're telling our children the truth for their own good so that they won't end up raped and in a fetal position for the next 10 years and dead or murdered or in jail somewhere. This note goes on to say, disapproval of overweight persons expressed by some individuals made progress to bias, discrimination, and even torment. And in most places, you cannot sue and you should not sue. And so at that time, rather at this time, God is leading me to close. I have a whole lot more to say. For the sake of time, for the sake of your time, for some of you are on lunch and you need to eat. Some of you need to go and exercise. Whatever the case, let's pray. Holy Father God, we praise you and we thank you for your holy word and for the other information that has been shared. Have mercy and grace upon us gluttons and forgive us of our sins. And like all other sins that we begin to love, it's hard to break for all of us. Grant us your grace and the power of your Holy Spirit, Lord, to change, to repent of the sin of gluttony. For we're eating too much of bad things and we're eating too much of good things. Lord, we pray that you would help us to eat vegetables and fruits throughout the week. And Lord, as a matter of celebration, kill the fatted calf, so to speak, or at least have some chicken or something on Sunday as a matter of celebration and a reward for eating vegetables all week long, and fruits and so forth, and juices. Lord, even that's hard for many of us, but help us to do it. If we did that alone, it would make a huge difference over time if we didn't overdo it with that. So, Lord God in heaven, rebuke and bind the devil, his demons, and his hosts from each and every one of our lives who struggle with the sin of gluttony that causes a whole lot of problems in our lives. And help us to get back to a normal physique and shape. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and forsake. Amen.